It's a great big world. Little drop of water. A great big world. Little drop of water. A great big world. Little drop of water.
A little drop of water's got a long way to go.
It bursts from a cloud. It flops on the ground. It squishes in the mud until the sun goes down. Gives a drink to the grass. Covers it with dew.
Drop of Water is Beth Nielsen Chapman with our friends at Kid Ban Alley. This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We have just a few more minutes with our guests from the New Mexico Forest and Watershed Restoration Institute.
What can we and some of the listeners at home do to help after a forest fire has happened?
There's a lot you can do to help before a forest fire happens in terms of helping maintain healthy watersheds. After a fire, something that I like to do is spread native seeds from, so the plants that are there that are producing seeds, like last month when I was looking around in the forest, if something had seeds that were ready, I just kind of spread them around. I didn't bring seeds with me from somewhere else, but I just took seeds that were around the burned area and spread them around.
What can people do to protect the watersheds around them?
This is a hard thing to say in New Mexico right now, but one of the best things in the Western U.S. is to support prescribed fire, because sometimes we think the places that we hike, we don't want to see those places burned, but we actually need fire in Ponderosa. Ponderosa likes to have fire every 10 years, give or take. And so in the Grand Canyon, they've actually added their fire management. They've been very active in how they manage fires so that people can still come and enjoy the Grand Canyon, but they might be having a burn while people are there. And so being flexible and supportive about those things, because they need to happen. And I really hope that we'll have more opportunities that people will be able to see and learn about prescribed fire.
What could kids do when they're in the woods?
Even as simple as staying on the trails that exist there, that helps with preventing further erosion from happening, which adds to further deposition into stream channels, which then contributes to degraded water quality. But even something as simple as staying on the trails, picking up after yourselves, there's a saying that goes, leave no trace. So when you're in the forest, you want to leave it better or as it was when you came.
I was just thinking, since I was a kid, I remember there was a good conservation cartoon of Woodsy Owl. And he'd always say, give a hoot, don't pollute. Even as a kid, you know, just picking up trash, leaving an area the way it was when you got there, respect it. Because, I mean, even the grass you step on, you know, that's living. The trees you're seeing, it's living. And I know a lot of people don't say they don't have a voice, but they actually do. And I want to share something with you all today. Trees do talk, all right? They talk by pheromones, and pheromones is a scent. Think of it as a cologne or perfume, or like if you have this nice soap, think of it as that. They have a nice smell. So yes, they can't move, but they do speak, and they do brush up against each other with their branches. So I say just have a lot of respect for it, because it's providing for you.
Do no harm in the forest. Thank you so much. That's Raimundo Melendez and Natalia Shaw. They're from the New Mexico Forest and Watershed Restoration Institute. And thanks for being with us on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Krista Bonfantin, an ecologist, for also being with us today.
Thank you.
When the world's moving fast, and I'd rather move slow. When my mind's spinning circles, there's one place I know. I can sit there and ponder the things that I've learned. I can dream of tomorrow as I watch your water turn. While I rest on your banks, look around and give thanks for my life. Well, the birds I hear sing, trout are all leaping so high, yeah. At the river by and by, at the river feeling just right. At the river, it's my place to go. At the river, sweat on my skin, and my body is tired. I want to feel fresh again. I remember the words of an old country hymn. Shall we gather at the river, sweat and jump in, till I'm laughing and splashing and shivering. The river feeling
That was The River by Aaron Nigel Smith and the band Red Yarn off of their CD, Smith and Yarn. You're hearing Water Drums. It's a recording of the Baka Forest People of Cameroon. Water can even be an instrument. Today I learned our watersheds need our forests to stay clean, and our forests need our wildfires to stay healthy and feed our wildlife. It's amazing how everything in our natural world is so connected. We think of fire and water as opposites, and yet our watersheds rely upon wildfires in order to thrive. And here's something else that's pretty cool. Every drop of water in every watershed around the globe has been on planet Earth since before the dinosaurs. Let's commit to protecting our watersheds. You can learn a lot more about watersheds. Visit childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Watersheds. Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour. We'll catch you next time.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from Christina Stella, and Chad Shear was our live engineer at Outpost. Many thanks to our guests from New Mexico Watershed and Forest Restoration Institute.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play The Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.